A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll shows that 60% of Americans said they either have little or no trust in Trump's information. Case in point, the American president, who initially underplayed the threat of the novel coronavirus, later admitted that it's so contagious. It's sort of record-setting type contagion. Young people and healthy people do very well. Very, very bad for older people, especially older people with problems. Now, this is completely opposite to what American health officials are saying, which is that yes, in the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, it was elderly who were getting sick, but now it has been witnessed that young people and healthy people are being afflicted by COVID-19. One respiratory therapist who works at the Jewish Medical Center in the New York City borough of Queens told AFP, "Now it's 50-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds. To watch somebody in their 30s die, it's hard. You can't have visitors. They're in the room by themselves on a ventilator. It's very depressing." And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, across the U.S., about 38% of patients requiring hospitalization due to COVID-19 are between the ages of 20 and 54. Furthermore, the U.S. president had also announced that he wanted to lift sooner coronavirus restrictions in order to get the economy up and running, saying, "America will again and soon be open for business. Very soon. A lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting, a lot sooner." This while Washington Governor Jay Inslee said, "This is a human tragedy on a scale we cannot yet project." Finally, U.S. President Donald Trump's coronavirus pandemic briefings are considered by some in the media to be so misleading that they just need to be taken off air.
Words about a pandemic at this point?
No, we're not at all, and we have it totally under control.
They have somewhat of a problem, but hopefully it's all going to be great.
Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true. But we're doing great in our country.
What do you have, a very small number of people in the country right now?
We have very few people with it.
And we have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world.
And so far, we have lost nobody to coronavirus in the United States.
Our country is prepared for any circumstance.
You can't be a politician and shake hands. People come out, when I leave, I'll be shaking hands with people.
I think we're doing a really good job in this country at keeping it down.
This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. Anyone can be a carrier for the virus. I'm glad to see that you're practicing social distancing. That looks very nice. This is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries. I view it as in a sense, a wartime president. I mean, that's what we're fighting.
What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. America will again and soon be open for business. I hope we can do this by Easter. We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th. This could be a hell of a bad 2 weeks. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. Soon we'll be over that curve. We'll be over that top. We took the greatest economy in the history of the world and we closed it. It's a beautiful thing to see as restrictions are lifted. I think what happens is it's gonna go away. This is gonna go away.
We've ever had, this is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the World Trade Center. There's never been an attack like this. And it should have never happened. Could have been stopped at the source. Could have been stopped in China.
It has also been reported that President Donald Trump asked a really bizarre question in one of these meetings. He asked, "Why don't we let this wash over the country?" Anthony Fauci responded, "Mr. President, many people would die."
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting. Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds, I would like you to speak to the medical doctors to see if there's any way that you can apply light and heat to cure. You know, if you could. And maybe you can, maybe you can't. Again, I say maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor. But I'm like a person that has a good, you know what.
This is CubeSync, syncing you up with reality.